Okay. Please introduce yourself. Tell me your name, your major, minor, and your classification, and where you're from.
My name is Chelsea Osorio. My major is criminology. I do not have a minor, and my classification is a sophomore.
Awesome. And so my second question would be, why did you choose to come to St. Mary's?
I chose to come to St. Mary's because it is a private university, and I had to face lots of adversity to even like go to college, so I just decided to like reach for the moon, and then if I fall along the stars, like, I'll be good with that too. So I just decided to go to St. Mary's because it seemed the farthest opportunity possible. Like, I didn't think I was gonna be able to get in.
Yeah, and so what has become your favorite thing about coming to school here?
What's become my favorite thing about coming to school here is probably just the community at St. Mary's, like within the students and then also the professors. I think everyone is super nice here, everyone is very understanding, and everyone wants everyone to succeed. So I never feel like there's this type of like ugly competition of like, oh, I'm going to be better than you. It's like, oh, hey, like I have an internship, there's an open position, do you want it? Or, hey, you're doing great in my class, can you tutor other people, type of thing. It's always about like super positive energy at St. Mary's, and I really like it.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously that was super affected by like COVID-19 and the whole pandemic and getting sent home. And so how do you feel the university kind of handled that whole thing with, you know, sending us home and mask guidelines and social distancing and stuff like that?
That's going to be like a 2 or 3 part answer. So I guess for the first one of sending us home, I think the university did a great job at just going ahead and, you know, making the executive decision of keeping their students and their staff safe. And then they just decided to send everyone home. And then while we were online, I think they did a great job with letting us know that we can talk to whoever at any time. Obviously, being at home, lots of, you know, depression and anxiety spiked up. Lots of people discovered that they have some mental health issues, that they have some issues studying, that they have test anxiety. You know, all the skills that they've learned, it just, like, became something completely different because you have to teach yourself how to learn again when you're online. So then just the university offering themselves and making sure that, you know, they remind their students, like, hey, you are paying for counseling and you are paying for therapy, make sure you use it. And then also the professors, I think they really did like an excellent job at making sure that they told their students, hey, if you need anything, let me know. If you need an extension, let me know, we can talk about everything. They're very compassionate, so that was really good too. And then following I guess my third response, which would be the university mask guidelines, I feel pretty safe knowing that there's signs all over the place saying that, hey, like, you know, you still need to wear a mask. And, you know, even though I personally don't need a sign to remind myself, I think it's still really nice that the university takes these precautions very seriously, you know, regardless if you're vaccinated or not. You know, you still have to wear your mask. And then also everyone that comes to St. Mary's, whether it's staff or students, everyone just collectively agrees that we're going to respect each other and respect our spaces, and everyone continues to wear their masks everywhere that I see. So that's really good too.
Yeah, for sure. And so you mentioned that, you know, the dynamic changed completely, and so we had students realizing that they had mental health problems and, you know, test anxiety, and sometimes they were dealing with personal problems too. You know, COVID brought a really high death toll on a lot of us. And so can you remember any specific things that your professors did in order to support students, and how effective do you think those were?
I guess one of the things that I remember the professors doing that helped accommodate these students is probably, you know, like, if you were diagnosed with COVID or if you had someone who passed away from COVID and you're having a hard time, all the professors that I had were very understanding with, hey, this is the assignment for class. If you don't feel like you can hang out during the Zoom and you can participate during discussions, not a problem. Go ahead and email me, and then we can get together some other time, or we can talk about these things some other time. I know with myself personally, I had COVID and it was pretty bad because I have asthma, so I did have to go to the like ER and everything, and it was not fun. But I was emailing my professors and I was like, hey, I can't turn this in or I'm not gonna be here today, and they were like, oh my god, don't even worry about it, like please just focus on your health and you know we can pick up where we left off later. And I guess that was really good to like just be reassured that, you know, I'm not just like my grades, I'm not just like what I show academically, like I'm actually a person, and the professors are also people too, and they're very compassionate.
Yeah, for sure. And we had, you know, all these new policies in place, and they actually changed every semester, so, and they were tailored specifically for the new information that we learned. And so can you recall reading any of your syllabi and like reading some of those attendance and mass policies, and what did you think about them?
I'm guessing one of the policies that really stood out to me, it was probably like no eating and drinking during class. The majority of my classes already didn't allow, you know, to eat or drink during class, but it was just like those necessities of like having to drink water and stuff like that. I mean, I know some of my professors would be like, hey, like if you actually need to take a drink, you have to step outside, or please try to refrain from doing that, so that way we can ensure that we all have our mask on at all times. And then another thing with the syllabus, I don't remember seeing much about the attendance. Like, it was pretty vague about the attendance policies, because what if one of us has COVID or we've been exposed to COVID? You know, the attendance policies in the syllabus that I had read, it was just like, make sure that you're here, and if you can't be here, then let us know. So in a way, it was more like subjective. Like, if you had to miss a class, you just had to talk to your professor, and, you know, they can be understanding of the situation. So that was good.
Yeah, and so on to this kind of last question, thinking about the university, you know, before and after, or quote-unquote during the pandemic, what's one of the major changes that you noticed on campus, or students, or from faculty, just the biggest change, or the most major change that you noticed the most?
I guess the biggest change that I noticed the most is probably the fact that we take our health so seriously now. Whether it be for students or it be for professors, you know, if professors start to feel any type of, like, any feelings out of the usual, they will cancel class and they will just go ahead and, you know, they provide a more simple self-taught task or homework rather than being in the class and actually receiving a lecture. And although some of us might be like, oh, yeah, like we get to miss class or whatever, it does kind of, like, it's kind of bad, only because I do enjoy going to in-person classes, and I do worry about my professors and their health. So it's kind of like, I'm glad that they're taking precautions and we're taking our health more serious, even if it's a cold or if it's the flu or if it's COVID. Like, I feel like now we pay more attention to our bodies and just the fact that we actually do need a rest, and that gives us time to, you know, get back and then rest, and then we can go back and then we can like hit whatever we need to harder. So I think that's good that we focus more on our health this time around.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Usually we're just kind of told to push through it and come to class anyway, and both professors and students were kind of told to do that, and now it's just so much more different. But yes, I really appreciate all your responses, and the COVID archive thanks you, as well as future researchers.
Thank you for interviewing me. I really appreciate being interviewed.